Jesus chides people who find fault with both his ministry and that of John the Baptist. He thanks God that wisdom and intelligence are not needed to receive what God has to offer. The Holy Gospel for the fifth Sunday after Pentecost is recorded in the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 11th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus spoke to the crowd, saying, "To what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds." At that time Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise. Well, good morning, everybody. It's great to gather with you again today. Through the wonders of technology, we're gathered back again this morning at the family table. And I brought something with me today that I have only one of in my house. Now, I've said before, I really like clocks. And most of you know, I think I said I have 37 clocks in my house. I like clocks. But that doesn't mean I have 37 of everything in my house. I have only one scale. That's enough for me. I don't need to collect them. I don't really like them, but I have one. I keep the scale in my bathroom, and I weigh myself, I suppose, once a week. One of the reasons I don't like scales is because they always seem to be against me. Now, when I was younger, I was 6 feet tall, and for many, many years, I weighed 165 pounds. I just stayed the same. Well, as I got older, I noticed that I was starting to get shorter. So I was going down in height, but I was going up in weight. I suppose I should blame it on gravity. Anyway, quite a few years ago, I was 5'11 and a half. Now, about 7 weeks ago, I had my annual physical, and I was at Dr. Klein's office at the Mandan North Clinic, and the gal took my height. Now I'm 5'11. Another half inch has disappeared. And then, again, she weighed me. I weigh 187 pounds. For some reason, I decided to Google my BMI, my body mass index. So I put in that I'm 5'11 and a half and I weigh 187 pounds. And instantly it calculated that I am overweight. I guess I knew that. Dr. Klein would like me to weigh 170 pounds. He's had that goal set for me for quite a few years now, and it's still a goal, a dream. I am overweight. I need to lose 17 pounds. That's becoming harder for me to do because it seems as of late that I feel heavier than ever. And then I realize it really has nothing to do with my body, but it's what's weighing me down. What am I carrying on my shoulders? What's that burden like? Today, I'm sure a lot of you are feeling weighed down. It's a heavy time right now. It's a heavy time in our country. It's a heavy time in our world. It's a heavy time in our homes. It has nothing to do with our weight, but rather just a heaviness. Today we need to gather again at God's table. We need to remember again that Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is life, as water gives life. And the cross of Christ lifts us. As I've said before, a cross has a vertical dimension and a horizontal dimension. And today I like to think that the woman in the center of this cross, with her arms like this, is not burdened. She does not look weighed down. Rather, she's celebrating the fact that Christ has hold of her, a hold of her that will be forever. It eases her burdens. And so today, at home or wherever you are, remember that in life, when things are heavy, Jesus says to us, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus does not come to burden us down. Jesus comes to lift us up and hold us and keep us. Let us pray. Our good Lord, today we thank you that you lighten our burdens. In this heavy time, O Lord, we pray that again you would help us let go of those things of which we have no control over. And remember that you come on the side of life to hold us up, to feed us with hope and promise, and to send us out into your world to help lift the burdens of others. Give us your peace, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes I kind of wonder who I am. Maybe I'm just getting older and less focused. But some days I kind of wonder who I am at my core. I guess it goes way back. When I was a child, I remember whenever we'd go anywhere as a family, I would hear this, "Oh, there's Howard and Bernice's son." That's who I was. I was Howard and Bernice's son. Then when I got in school, things changed. As I said, my sister was a year younger than me, so we usually were in the same schools together. And my sister was very outgoing, an extrovert. I was an introvert. For me, it was hard to get to know people, hard to have a lot of friends. My sister knew everybody and had lots of friends. So whenever I'd get introduced, I would hear, "Oh, that's Karen's brother. Who am I? Well, so far I'm Howard and Bernice's son. I'm Karen's brother. When I got married, my wife also, very extroverted, very outgoing, knew everybody, very popular. And so when I was introduced to her friends, it was, "Oh, you're Cindy's husband. I've heard about you." I had another label. Now, the last label I have had, and have had it for the past 23 years, is, "Oh, you must be Michaela's dad." Yep, that's me. Howard and Bernice's son, Karen's brother, Cindy's husband, Michaela's dad. Who am I? What is my definition of myself? I think maybe our definition of ourselves is determined by what others say, who they say we are. We find that out in today's gospel. First, we have John the Baptist. The people thought he was too pious. That's what they called him. Oh, that's the guy that's so pious. The guy that's telling us to repent all the time. The guy that's telling us to shape up all the time. That's who he is. And then Jesus comes along in our gospel text today. And what do they say of him? He's not pious enough. They gave him a different definition. For John, who came neither eating or drinking, was put down. And Jesus, who comes eating and drinking, was also put down. It seems you can't win today in our gospel. So, who are we? What are we? Today we get a couple of pictures of who we are and whose we are. In our first lesson this morning, our first reading from Zechariah that Bob read, we heard these words, "Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope." Okay, keep that in your head. Stronghold, a prisoner of hope. Jesus restates it a bit in the gospel. "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." How do we connect those? What is a stronghold? It's something that has a strong hold on us, isn't it? That's what Jesus' yoke is. It's a strong hold on us. We are yoked to Christ, tied to Christ. And why? Why are we yoked to Christ? Why are we tied to Christ? Well, Zechariah says, "You are a prisoner of hope." There's a contrast there, isn't there? To me, a prisoner would have no hope. A prisoner is locked up and put away, out of sight, out of mind. But no, you are a prisoner of hope. This yoke is something different. It's something tied to us to hold us up, to feed us, to guide us. Now, Matthew's gospel is known as the teaching gospel. Jesus is always teaching us. And isn't it great that we are tied to a teacher who is always beside us? We receive instruction from Jesus 24/7, all the time. That yoke of love that Jesus has around us is always there. And it seems at its core, Jesus is trying to teach us what wisdom is. Maybe that's why I have a hard time expressing who am I. Because I don't know. I don't really know sometimes what the truth is. I think today it's harder and harder and harder to know who we are. Because so many different voices are out there that are telling us we have to be this or that in order to be a person. That's not true. That's not true. Jesus is redefining what it is to be a person. He uses servant language. A wise person is a person who serves, who works together with me. That's the purpose of that yoke. A teacher beside us, yoked to us, encouraging us, feeding us, and sending us out into the world to be an agent of love and care, compassion, hope, all of those kinds of things. You know what? I think you and I have just received our identity of who we are. You and I are a child of God, a disciple, a servant of Christ. Jesus will always be with us, tied to us, and Jesus will always be instructing us on what truth really is. You'll find truth in love. You'll find truth in hope. You'll find truth in peace. You'll find truth in compassion. You will find truth in all those kinds of things, the gifts of the Spirit. And when you are out in the world using those kinds of gifts, suddenly you will feel lighter. And suddenly the world will maybe be a little brighter too. And so today, who am I? Well, I'm all the things I said I was. But I am also someone who's yoked to Christ for a reason. To help, serve, bring hope, love, peace, joy. All of those kinds of things that the world can never give us, but Christ can and does. Thanks be to God. Amen.